This is the Bod Pod.
Are we born confident, or is confidence something that we learn? What is the secret sauce to our confidence? Hey, Bod Pod Squad, I'm Rachel K. Grimm, your host. And today we have a really special episode with a guest who is boosting confidence and educating on all things skincare. We're sitting down for a rapid fire conversation with Dr. Trevor of The Spa Doctor. For our Bod Pod listeners who may not be familiar with Dr. Trevor yet, I'm going to share a little bit about her before we dive deep into this episode. It was Dr. Trevor's struggles with skin imperfections and imbalanced hormones that she had in her adolescent and teenage years that led her to a path in natural medicine. After attending medical school, she was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in California. Her journey took her to Utah, where she worked at the Waldorf Astoria and St. Regis spas and discovered the necessity to create a cleaner and simpler skincare line and write a USA Today best-selling skincare book, Clean Skin From Within. Dr. Trevor has helped women heal their skin and hormones, has interviewed other health leaders on her podcast, and most recently joined our BodCon Confidence series to empower women with knowledge and confidence to let their inner radiance shine even brighter. That's a great intro for who Dr. Trevor is, but we are going to get right into the conversation. Dr. Trevor, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Yes, we're so excited to have you. I'm going to start with a question surrounding the age-old line, beauty is only skin deep. I think we've all heard this phrase at some stage in our life. And as someone who focuses on skincare and the confidence that we can feel in our skin, I want to know your take on this line, beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah, so definitely I have a lot of thoughts on this. As a naturopathic doctor, one of the things that I talk about a lot is that the fact that our skin is our largest organ and the right on the surface of our body, it is an outer reflection of our overall health. So I call skin our magic mirror that gives us so much information about the health of our overall body. And so a lot of times people can look at their skin and beat themselves up because they're saying, oh, my skin is breaking out. I'm aging faster. I've got eczema or whatever the skin issues are. But I want people to really truly understand that your skin is just giving you signs about something. It's giving you information about your overall health. And we can look at those signs as information and look at what can we do to course correct maybe our lifestyle choices or have a different, just more understanding look at our skin.
I have PCOS, and I know for a while, not knowing, I was having crazy hormonal breakouts, which once I went to the doctor, found out what was going on, obviously everything clicked and made sense in my mind. But how helpful would it have been to have understood before that my skin, it might not just be, oh, I randomly have acne. No, it's actually telling me something that's going on deep within my body.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. And it's great that you discovered that, but it does take a lot of people a while to understand that. And PCOS is a great example of that because of the hormonal changes that people with PCOS have, and also blood sugar imbalances that can be an issue that can cause us to break out in acne, blood sugar changes, as well as hormonal changes. Another example is hypothyroidism, which is a really common condition. And one of the first warning signs of that is dry skin. And so if you look at some of these things, our skin, it gives us these really great clues. And as a doctor, I love that because it's okay, this is helping me gather information to figure out what is your diagnosis. And then we can figure out what the best treatment is for that. But I know when you look in the mirror, sometimes it's just frustrating because in that moment you've got dry skin or you're breaking out or you feel like, oh my gosh, I've got redness or hyperpigmentation or so many different skin issues that we can have. As a child, my biggest health issue and skin issues was around allergies and eczema. And I was so reactive to everything. It was hard to even use soap and I would just get hives and rashes and have itchy skin. So it was great that my parents kept looking for answers for that and found out that I had all these allergies. And it wasn't just I was being annoying and they're like, I itch all the time. We figured out what that was due to. So I think it helps us, again, go back to confidence. I think having a lot of confidence in the way that our body works is something that I think a lot of women don't innately have. And that's one of the big things is I really want us, our bodies are so amazingly designed. Human body is incredible. But I think oftentimes in medicine and just overall approach, we just try and hide, suppress annoying symptoms. But instead, when I'm encouraging people, like, our bodies are so smart. And so if we just pay attention a little bit and we can give our bodies a few things that it needs, it's amazing the transformation that can happen. And also it gives us a peace of mind of going, oh, okay, this right now I might be breaking in an acne, but I understand now that I have PCOS, I'm doing things to help support my body.
Do you think that our skin is reflective of what we consume, whether that be food, the media we're consuming, the energy that's around us, beyond things like PCOS or imbalances that we're having inside, can our skin reflect what we consume?
Yeah. What I found is that especially chronic skin issues there are six root causes that we can tie them back to. And I talk about them in my book, Clean Skin From Within. But when we look at our lifestyle choices, there are things that we can do that can either aggravate those root causes, or it can help ease them. So one of the things that you're talking about with food, if we're eating foods that are more pro-inflammatory, so when we eat them, they trigger inflammatory pathways in the body. That inflammation is one of the root causes behind skin issues. So if we're feeding into that, then yes, that can worsen, especially inflammatory skin issues like eczema or acne. Or if we're doing things that are really stressful and we're not managing our stress, ties into hormones. So there's a whole cascade of hormones that can be triggered as a result of that. And then hormones being one of the root causes behind skin issues, then that can worsen skin issues. So absolutely, our lifestyle choices have a big impact on that. And the good news is about that is that it's something we have control over, right? And we don't have control over all of the things that cause stress, and stress is a normal part of life. But we do get to choose how we manage stress. And there are lots of ways that we can manage the stress in our lives, even though it's never going to go away. It's all about how we manage it. And so another thing that I just want to mention, that part of the reason why this is so important, is that while skin may seem like just a superficial thing, there are a lot of times these root causes are linked to other more serious conditions. While skin issues can be serious in and of themselves, autoimmune disease, for example, can be much more debilitating in our health. So if we don't address these root causes, it can impact our health in much bigger ways. And again, like with PCOS, that if it's not managed, there are a lot of things, especially if you want to go in and have lots of children and want to not have acne and all these things, then you definitely want to get these things balanced, right?
Absolutely. I want to talk about what made you say skin. That is what I want to focus on. That is what I want to be a doctor in. That's what I want to build my brand around. You obviously spoke to your experiences lightly as a child, but was there one instance or a moment that you said, yes, skin?
Yes, absolutely. And it actually wasn't my childhood experience that initially that had me focus on that. I was 10 years seeing patients, and I was working at the Waldorf Astoria. Actually, it was even beyond. I was like 13 years into seeing patients, and I was working at the Waldorf Astoria spa in Park City, and I was doing a 2-week program for weight loss and overall health. And at the end of the program, and I do want to say, with weight loss, my approach to weight loss is sustainable, healthy. Whatever your set point is, it doesn't look like a certain number, and it doesn't look like a certain picture or anything like that. It's what is healthy for your body to opt out. And it's a lot of this was what gets people's attention to pay attention to their health. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but sometimes vanity does get the best of us sometimes, but it's really about healthy. So what I wanted to do with this 2-week program was really to help people get their health back on track. And so they would say, Dr. Cates, I've lost this amount of weight. I feel great. But what surprises me is my skin. I didn't know my skin could look this good. And so this goes back to when you get the right lifestyle and you address root causes, so many things can fall into place. And so to me, it made sense. Of course, your skin's going to be glowing and it's going to, you know, it's going to clear up and it's going to look more youthful and all these beautiful things. But that makes sense because it's one of our organs. It's our largest organ. So it's going to be reflecting back to you. Yes, what you're doing, the stress management that you're doing, the healthy foods that you're eating, that's all working. But I realized at that moment with that many people being surprised, I was like, you know what? I think I need to write a book on this. I think I need to focus on this because our skin is such a great opportunity to check in with our overall health. And I love not having to talk about weight because that's not what I wanted to talk about anyway, yeah. Because it's more about our body giving us messages back. Hey, you're on the right track. This is really good news. Or wait, something's not quite right. Let's course correct.
I want to talk about how the industry often leans into skin being problematic or troubled. We hear a lot of those words when we hear brands talking about skincare. And when the industry leads in this negative way, right? Problematic, troubled, you lean into confidence, right? I want to know what made you decide, what allowed you to have the confidence to say, no, I'm not leaning into the problematic, the troubled, and instead I'm going to lean into, hey, having healthy, happy skin can boost your confidence.
It's interesting. I just never really, I heard of people saying it that way, but that's just my approach. And that was partly why I felt like I needed to focus on this. And I needed to write this book of calling skin our magic mirror. It's amazing. It's this beautiful tool that we have. And that if we're breaking out, awesome, our body's giving us information. And because if you have to wait until you're feeling horrible and you're having serious health issues, that's not a good thing. But when your skin is giving you information, that can be an early great time to dig in and address things. Because with all the years that I've now been seeing patients for 23 years, and I've seen over the years, if people went down the path of ignoring these early warning signs with their skin and they suppressed it, covered up, ignored it, whatever the approach was, or just considered it annoying, then what they would end up with a more complicated health issues. If they had eczema as a child and they just used topical steroids to suppress the cysts issue, but weren't addressing the inflammation and what's happening with their immune system, then later on, they oftentimes developed autoimmune issues. But that's part of it. It's just giving ourselves this permission to understand that our bodies are so amazing. The other thing is that, yeah, there is an issue. And I mean, as a skincare manufacturer, I know all the things, the problems with the skincare space. And when I started to create the Spa Doctor skincare line, I was going to conferences, these aesthetic conferences, and I was speaking at some of them and I would walk around and I would talk to people. And I was like, now I didn't start to understand the frustrations that people would have with the skincare industry. Partly is that it was so much hype and a lot of marketing and not so much science. And yeah. That's when I was like, I need to get in here and help people understand the science behind skin and talk about the pH of our skin, the skin microbiome, and that our skin has in the right balance. It's amazing what skincare can do, but there are unfortunately so many skincare lines are full of toxic ingredients. And even some of the ones marketed as natural are not actually natural. They're actually harmful ingredients in them. They might have one natural ingredient, so they call themselves natural, but they're not truly natural. So there's so much misinformation, marketing hype, and lack of regulation in the skincare industry. And that's what actually causes the damage.
I will say from a marketing perspective, I love that it is called the Spa Doctor. I think to me as a consumer, that gives me so much confidence in trusting the brand, right? Because it does feel like you lead with this science mind and like that aspect, as opposed to, as you said, just like for vanity purposes.
I think there's a lot of pressure on women to not only have clear skin, but also to look a lot younger than we are. And there's a lot of pressure that, and I'm 50 years old and I certainly get that. I understand. And I talk to a lot of girlfriends my age and the changes with our skin. And the way I see it is wrinkles are signs that we've been living and laughing. And And if someone has, for example, someone has a lot of Botox and they're getting rid of all their wrinkles, sometimes it's hard for me to see what their expression is. I don't know. Yeah. And no shame around that. If somebody chooses to do Botox fillers, that's totally a personal choice.
Totally.
But I feel like sometimes we do it for the wrong reasons. Like we're doing it to make everybody else happy, to get attention. But are we really, is that confidence really coming from within where our true beauty lies? And if it is, go ahead and do all the things, right? Do those things and just know what, make sure you go find somebody really good and that's not, you know, not going to have any of the downside or issues with it. But I think oftentimes we're so critical and hard on ourselves. And that's the piece around skincare and aging that I'm really trying to help people shift their ideas around that.
I really like what you said about having the forward thought before choosing to do something like Botox or whatever. It could be any sort of change that we're making to our body, when the important part is taking the time to decide, like, where does that need or want for that change come from? Is it from a place of confidence or is it from a place of insecurity? And taking the time to decide that within yourself before making that decision is like truly the best place to start.
Yeah, I think that it's an ongoing thing. It's not like one part. Yes. Confidence, yes. Has five. Check mark, all done.
Yes. We always talk about how confidence is such a journey. Like we talk about that all the time on the podcast because it really is. You really cued me up perfectly for my next question, which is actually about baby Botox. I don't know if you've seen this. It's the trend of baby Botox has been all talked about all over social media, right? And how it is being used as a form of like anti-aging. And so I wanted to ask on behalf of so many people consuming content like this online, are injectables actually anti-aging or how does that work? Can you give us a little science behind that?
I haven't seen enough evidence in the science to show that it truly is preventing premature aging. Sure. I think that it does get rid of wrinkles immediately. Like it's one of those things Totally. Where there aren't many things that do that, but Botox can certainly do that. I always want to remind people that Botox comes from a neurotoxin. And mm-hmm. while it's been shown to be safe, there's certainly been studies on it saying that it's safe. There are still questions about that. And there are still some science that says, are we 100% sure about that? So I just always want to make sure that people know that while the people that sell the injectables, they're like, oh yeah, we're 100% confident about this. I do question that a little bit because I have seen there have been plenty of times throughout history of medicine where we've said, yes, this is safe. Cigarette smoking is safe. It's actually doctor recommended. Crisco oil is safe. It's the best kind of oil for you. 100% doctor recommended. It is safe. And then comes something like, oh, sorry, we were wrong. A lot of times there's just, oh, sorry, at the time, this is what we knew, but now we know this. So we're going to change our perspective on it. So I just want people to know there's always a chance there's going to be that study that can come out and be like, actually, it does cross the blood-brain barrier in these sort of circumstances and that sort of thing. I just have to say that.
Totally. No, I appreciate hearing like all of the science behind it because as you said, when things are presented to us in a form of marketing, we're like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, let's do it. But to hear the thought and the science behind it is, you know, it gets you thinking. If you're enjoying this episode, be sure to follow and subscribe to our YouTube page for the best experience because we're on camera right now having this conversation. You can also download the BodCon app for free to watch, listen, and chat with us in real time. What is one major skincare mistake that you see people making?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Okay, so
that comes to mind.
I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is in cleansing their skin. The very first step in a skincare routine should be cleansing your skin. We've been trained to think that when we wash our face or our hands, our body, that we should feel this squeaky clean feeling. Like our skin should feel just like squeaky clean and no like oil residue or anything like that. That actually is incorrect. When our skin feels that, it's actually been stripped. Our skin should have some natural oils that are maintained even after cleansing. Even people with oily skin shouldn't feel squeaky clean. Even people with dry skin, it shouldn't feel that way. It should feel actually when we cleanse our skin, we should be hydrating our skin while we're cleansing it so we don't strip it. And the pH of our skin is actually mildly acidic. When we use soaps that suds up, that usually means they have a high pH, which then damages the pH of our skin, strips it, and can make us more prone to breaking out, to premature aging, to skin sensitivities, a lot of different skin issues.
Wow. Cleansing. That is our number one, what we need to really focus on doing correctly.
Yes. And it's a simple thing. And you know, when I have people focus on what to do with their skincare, focus on your daily practices, because that's really what's going to make the biggest difference. It's your daily skincare routine that really is going to make the biggest difference. Like going in for a procedure or going in for facials, those are all fine, but those are just like little points in time. But it's the daily choices that we make. And really that goes with the foods we eat and a lot of different lifestyle decisions, but it is important. So something like cleansing is a crucial part of that.
The question of if you were on a deserted island and you could only take one item with you. People love to ask that question. So I have to ask, if you had to choose just one skincare solution to take on that deserted island, what would you choose?
All right, I'm going to say that our four-step skincare system, this is our four-step skincare system, because I can say every time I travel anywhere I go, I can't go anywhere without it. And I go camping when I go, you know, anywhere, I'm not leaving without my skincare system. And thankfully it comes at like the travel size. It's under the ounces where, you know, you can still have it go in your carry-on bag.
Love it. My friends joke around that I could be like at the end of the world, not paying attention to anything, not being coherent, and I will still do my skincare. I will always wash my face at the end of the night. I will do all of my skincare. So I really appreciate you saying my four steps when I'm camping, I'm on a deserted island. That is my item I choose. I love it. Okay, last big question for you. Can you share a little bit about the biggest skin confidence transformation that you have witnessed in one of your clients?
There have been a lot of great transformations that I've seen. I think some of them are around acne because it can be such a debilitating thing for people to experience. And one in particular I'm thinking of is a woman who came in to see me. She not only had acne on her face, but also on her body. So she had it on her chest and her back. And she was so embarrassed by her body. She didn't even want to get naked in front of her husband. Like she was very embarrassing for her. And so after working with me for a few months, she was so excited. She came back. She's like, I'm going on a cruise with my husband and I got a bikini. And I'm like, she was so excited to hear how happy she was and how confident she became with just a simple thing. And I really get it. I'm sorry, I'm tearing up a little bit because I get how issues can be like as a child having eczema and being so embarrassed and one kid leaning in and going, you have chicken skin. I look like a plucked chicken because I have these little bumps on my face. Yeah. And how hard that is. And once we're able to overcome that and able to restore what our body's really amazingly able to do and have that clear glowing skin, it's amazing. When we take really good care of our skin, like you do obviously too, as part of our self-care. It shows to ourselves that we matter, that we're important. Yeah. I love that. I take time for your skincare routine. Don't rush through it. Yeah. Like all those organic essential oils that are in the Spa Doctor product, let the feel of it and just that you're honoring yourself. Cause I just love every morning and every night when I have my skincare routine, I feel like it's part of my self-care, my confidence booster.
Yes. I always say, I tell my husband he cannot be around when I do my skincare because that is my moment for me. I don't want to be spoken to. I just want to like so gently touch my skin with my hands and do this routine that has just become so special to me. It might seem silly because it's putting products on our face and washing off our makeup, but like it truly is so special. And as you said, is something that can give us such a confidence boost. And that self-care is everything. So before I let you go, I want to ask, are there any exciting projects or plans that you have in the pipeline that you can share with the community? Obviously, the BODCon Confidence Series that you are a part of.
Yes, I had so much fun with that interview and coming to New York and doing that interview. So I can't wait for people to see that and to share that. And all the other people, I stuck around and listened to some of the other interviews and think so. Fabulous. Really great. I love the mission for this project. And then with the Spa Doctor, we've got some really great, we're just expanding the line. We've got more skincare products. I did say that wrinkles are a sign that we've been living and laughing, but at the same time, I also know that we don't want to look older than we are. I really focus on clean ingredients, natural ingredients, so we're not adding toxins to our bodies. There's plenty of them out there in other places. So let's get clean ingredients on our skincare. And we're also creating a whole bunch of a line of supplements too. So that healthy skin from within. So I am so thrilled with the new products that we have coming out.
Amazing. And where can we find your book?
You can go to thespadoctor.com to get the book, the supplements, the skincare. And my two books, Clean Skin from Within and Natural Beauty Reset, are also available on Amazon or pretty much anywhere books are sold.
Love learning more about skin. I know everyone listening is going to be so empowered by this conversation to, as you said, have that clean skin from within radiate and feel like our absolute best. So thank you so much. And everyone, be sure to find us on the app where you can see us having this conversation and we can chat about this conversation there. You can also watch us having this conversation on YouTube and stay tuned for the Confidence Series. We can't wait to have you.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the BOD Pod. We release new episodes every week and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BODCon 2023? Find us on Instagram @TheBODCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.